Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, Pastor Roland. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome all of you in Southern California and all of you in the San Francisco Bay Area to Talk to a Pastor. This is a very special program because, first of all, you get to hear me talk for an hour, a nice little lecture about something important. This time, I'm going to talk, can we lose our salvation? Can we fall away from salvation? And I'm also going to talk about the topic of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. People email me or contact me about that issue. We'll talk about those issues. But first, I want to mention, my name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 23 years. And what I do is I awaken people to the truth. You see, the truth is very beautiful and it's very sweet. And the whole universe is founded upon truth. If you look at everything that is has a mathematical basis. That's why you have physics, theoretical physics, and biochemistry, chemistry, mathematics. Everything is precise, absolutely precise, and it can be known, and it can be proven, and it can be shown. And so we might assume then that if God makes everything in a very truthful way, that matters of the soul might also depend upon truthfulness, and that is why anything that has deceit in it or manipulation, any secret agendas, deceitfulness, manipulation, which there's a lot of that, isn't there? Hypocrisy. It ruins the message. It taints the message. It nullifies the message. And that's why a lot of you parents, when you talk to your kids, you talk at them instead of to them. You yourselves feel inadequate, impatient. Upset with your own issues, and when your children come, you consider it to be a bother. You'd rather farm them out to some awful school or some awful daycare. And so when your child comes with a little question or a couple of little questions, you quickly become impatient. See? It ruins it. Or angry. Impatient or angry, it ruins. But then we also have hypocrisy. We have phony, syrupy manipulation. Or you know how people say something, but that's not really what they mean. They really mean something else. Or they pretend to ask you a question, but they're really trying to fish for answers. And I'm sad to say that, unfortunately, a lot of Christians are that way too, especially when it comes to talking about Christianity. They have some kind of, they have an ulterior motive. They want to win you over, they want to wow you, they want to convince you, they want to impress you, they want to somehow trick you into coming over. See? And that ruins it. That ruins it. Because the ones that don't see the manipulation, well, they're fooled. But they're fooled by an unwholesome, which is you trying to play God, basically. Or, if they're perceptive, and a lot of people are perceptive, especially a lot of kids, they're very perceptive, they see the manipulation, and so they reject you, and they reject your religion too, you see. See how that works? So it backfires. It backfires. And so therefore, truth is very important. That's why I talk about the truth a lot in this program. My name is Pastor Roland. Stay tuned. Please listen to this message. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. It's a very beautiful program, very, very special program, broadcast in Southern California and Northern California, and of course all over the world on the internet. Yes, my name is Pastor Roland. Now, I was in that little spot I was talking about relationships in my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, and in the book I make the point that the world would be okay. The schools would be okay, family would be okay, the neighborhood would be okay, the country would be okay, if men would be men, if men would be good fathers, good husbands, if they loved their wives instead of using them, if they were there for their children, if they had wisdom, understanding, courage, the courage of conviction, long-suffering, patience, all the beautiful virtues, the world would be a very sweet place. But alas, men fail. So men, you've got to see where you fail. Now, they're not going to tell you. When you go to, if you go to some counselor, you go to some psychologist or some therapist, or you read some books off the shelf, or you watch some videos on YouTube, or go to some kind of a weekend series. Yes, some of what I say will be there. It'll be there. It'll be interspersed among stuff that's not so good. But what you really need to see is how you fail and why you fail. See? And it's like tough love. It's tough love. And ladies know that men are failures. And that's why ladies can't help but judge men. They can't help but judge them. Some ladies judge men and have contempt for men. For men, beastly, sniveling, weak, or violent things that they are, women have contempt for them. But other women don't have contempt. But they resent their husband. They judge their husband. They judge men. They judge all men. They judge their father who wasn't there for them and other men that took advantage. And then they feel guilty. They feel guilty for the resentment, because resentment is wrong. And then they serve out of guilt. They serve out of guilt, and then they become resentful again. See? See how that works? All right, so you need to get my book. You need to listen to me. You need to get my book. Go to talktoapastor.org. You'll see the link, how to get it. It's on Amazon. You can also get it from me for a small donation. Now, let's talk about today's topics that I promised you. First of all, can a person fall away from salvation? And the answer is no. A person cannot fall away from true salvation. Now, there's a real salvation, there's a false salvation. A lot of people get caught up hypocritically with some group or some church. They get all caught up, or some leader, hypnotically with something. And they think they've been saved, but they haven't really found the real thing yet. They've gone through the motions, they've become emotional, they've said some things, they've studied some things, they've made some affirmations, that sort of thing. They've done all of that. Maybe they've cleaned up their act as best that they could, Maybe they temporarily set or permanently set their drugs aside, their alcohol aside, their gambling aside. You know, they set all that aside, and so now they're better. But now instead of being alcoholics, why, they're churchaholics. Or now instead of being drug addicts, they are addicted to, you know, telling the story over and over again about how they had some big emotional event. So they haven't really found the real thing, okay? But the true salvation, which is implemented by God, so you can't save yourself. You can't make it happen. If it happens, then, and, you know, if you listen to my programs or read my books, then I make it quite clear how it happens and how it can happen in your life. How it can happen in your life. A lot of times it begins with just basically seeing that you're wrong. It's that simple. It begins with seeing that you are wrong. And instead of trying to change yourself, instead of trying to make yourself good, instead of trying to make yourself wonderful, instead of trying to prove something to somebody, or instead of doing a lot of mea culpas and crying and a bunch of crocodile tears and all that sort of thing, you just sit there quietly and bear the pain of seeing that you're wrong. The pain of seeing you're wrong in the light of conscience. That's how salvation begins, see? What do you think conscience is? Conscience is the inner light. Conscience is God, is God. I always say that conscience is your closest link to God. Conscience is how God makes you wordlessly aware. That's how he gently and quietly, without words, knocks on the door of your soul and says, hey, wake up. Hey, you're messing up. See? Now, a lot of us know we're messing up. We know that our life is out of control, or that we're angry, or that we're doing bad things. We know it. We see it. But we don't know how to stop ourselves. See? Or we're messing up and we don't know how we're messing up. You know, we go to church, we go to work, we come home, we act nice, we say all the right things, and yet our kids are rebelling against us and we can't figure out what. See, so what conscience does, makes you aware that you're wrong, and if you can bear a little pain and not reject your conscience and not resent it, then the next thing is you begin to see in the light of conscience. Begin to see just what your error is. Okay? All right. Well, that's how it starts. That's how repentance starts. And it starts when you're ready. And when you're going to be ready, I don't know. I can't tell you. It's a mystery. But I know that repentance is between a soul and its maker, and nobody can implement it. Nobody can make it happen. But when it happens, it's the most wonderful thing. So, you cannot fall away from true repentance, because it's God's work. And wasn't it Paul who said that whatever work God starts, he will complete it? My name is Pastor Roland. I'll be right back.
Suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Hello, everybody. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome. All of you in Southern California and Northern California, welcome to the program. It's a beautiful program. And today's topic, well, the first topic was, can a person fall away from salvation? And the answer is no, you cannot fall away from true salvation. You cannot. But you see, once we start on the path of getting better, once we start on the path, see, for some people it's instantaneous. For other people, it's kind of, they're sort of ready for a long time. They're ready to come clean. They want to come clean before conscience. See, a lot of us would, when we were little children, we would admit we were wrong. See, if there was somebody that was very good and very noble, we did them wrong, that we apologized to them and told them that we were sorry, then it was very sweet. See? And that noble person would see, well, he would see the true sorrow or the true feeling bad. And it's a very beautiful, beautiful thing. He wouldn't mess with it. He would just quietly say, well, okay, I'm glad you see that you were wrong. And then it would be on with the show, on with life, on with the next things to do. But the problem is, when we were kids, if we admitted we were wrong, well, somebody lorded it over us. They teased us, they criticized us, they condemned us, see? They were mean to us, they punished us, see? They messed it up. They embellished the very simple, sweet thing. They embellished it with willfulness, with bossiness, with meanness, with cruelty, with tease. And they ruined it. So we got to the point, a lot of people, they get to the point that they never want to admit they're wrong to anybody. See? But the problem is, I can understand that. But the problem is that people get to the point that they don't want to admit they're wrong before conscience. See, now conscience, your conscience, what you wordlessly know in your heart, what you know without words, what you see without words, that's actually God's inner light. Now, it's positively good to be sorry before conscience. See, it's positively good to humble yourself to conscience and yield to conscience and be sorry, feel remorse before conscience. It's positively good. And to feel shame before conscience. It's sweet. Okay? Because it's like a reconciliation with your parent spirit. That's a beautiful thing. But all your life people have messed with it, and they've messed it up. So now, of course, you're an adult. Now you're going to have to learn how to find your own conscience and become still enough. That's what the meditation is all about. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say, the meditation. You say, well, what's that all about? Well, it's basically just learning to be still. Most of us are so lost in our thinking, so lost in our distractions, worrying, planning, scheming. See, worrying is faithless. Planning is faithless. Scheming is painful. Faithless, manipulating is faithless. Reliving the past because we're angry at somebody is faith is loveless. See, and driving ourselves, blaming ourselves and condemning ourselves is loveless. We don't have love and we don't have faith. So the first thing you need to do is just simply to get out of thinking, out of worrying, out of planning, out of scheming. Stand back and watch those thoughts go by without indulging them, without struggling with them. Just watch them. Okay? That way your soul kind of rises above the craziness and the entanglement of your imagination and your thoughts. Okay? All right. So that's what that's for. But now we were talking about repentance, and I said it's very beautiful and very sweet. And, well, I'll tell you more. First, we have a little announcement for you. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start,
is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. So look, if you can sense that you would just love to come clean before conscience, but all your life people have been mean, they've been cruel, they've been hateful, they've been vicious, they've condemned. Either that, or they've had phony love, false love, pretentious love, condescending love, embarrassing love, pressuring love. See, you've never. They haven't had real love. But what you have to see is that what has happened is that you resented them. Yes, you resented them for not having love for you. But that resentment has gotten between you and your Heavenly Father. Somewhere in the Bible says, I think Christ said, if you don't forgive your brother, then, you know, God won't forgive you. Something like that. You have to see that they, too, were victims. They were victims. Nobody had love for them and understanding for them. They were lost too. They were just doing to you what was done to them. When you see that, when you really see it, then you can forgive them. You can let go of the resentment. In other words, you can stop resenting them, stop hating them. And then that will free you up, see, to become friends with your conscience. See, what the problem is that people like your mother or like your father or like your brother or like somebody that teased you. See, you encounter them everywhere, and they become a huge distraction. You resent them, you hate them, you're fascinated by them, you want to make up to them, you want to be friends with them, then they betray you, then you hate them. You see what I mean? People, especially naughty people and wrong people who sin compulsively, they're very fascinating. They're naughty. They're confusing. If you're not careful, could even be someone in your own family. Could be your wife. Very confusing. See, and if you're not careful, she will absorb all your life, all your energy, everything. You'll be totally confused, and you'll never find your Creator. So you have to find a way. Stop resenting people. Learn to distance yourself a little bit, mentally distant. You know, you can still be a good husband, good father, good worker, you know, good neighbor. You can go through life, do all the things, you know, have recreation and work and do everything, but just not so emotional. Not so entangled. Then you'll have the space to spend a little time to be quiet, to meditate in the morning and in the evening, in the middle of the day for a few minutes to get centered. So you can be very close to your inner ground of good, very close to the inner light from God. See, a lot of mystics, there have been some very great and wonderful mystics in the world. One of my favorites is Madame Jeanne Guyon, a very lovely lady who lived in France in the 17th century. She wrote a book called A Short and Easy Method of Prayer. It's also known as Experiencing the Depths of Jesus Christ. Some other titles, but it's a very beautiful book. And I understand her because I know that she found what I'm trying to help you impart to you. She found, and some of these mystical writers, these very great writers of the church, have found it or have been very close to it. I was reading Charles Spurgeon. Oh, if you go to my website, talktoapastor.org, I have Spurgeon's daily devotional, Spurgeon's morning devotional. Every day it's a new one. It updates every day. You can go every day and read it. If you read Spurgeon, when I read him, I can see that he had something. He knew what he was talking about. So let's go on to the other issue before I run out of time. I said, how about this blaspheming of the Holy Spirit? What is happening to a lot of people? I can tell in my emails. What is happening to a lot of people is that they're having a voice in their mind that says something awful, some kind of what they consider to be a blasphemy, and it upsets them. And I'll tell you how to deal with it in just a moment. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, look, I've run out of time. Okay, how do you deal with it? Just let it go in one ear and out the other. Don't pay attention to it. It's not your thought. It's not your intent to blaspheme anybody. It's the tempter. It's the invisible tempter who's always there talking to you. So just ignore it, okay? My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. Thanks for listening. Go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. A lot of free resources there for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.